If you will, turn with me in your Bibles to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 10, verses 12 to 22.
请和我一起翻开《申命记》第10章第12节到22节。
Deuteronomy, we're in the book of Deuteronomy here in the English congregation, chapter 10, verses 12 to 22. If you will, follow along with me as I read. Okay, I'll read it first in English, and then Cheng will read it for us in Chinese. Starting in verse 12. And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and to keep the commandments and statutes of the Lord, which I am commanding today for your good. Behold, to the Lord your God belong heaven, and the heaven of heavens, the earth, with all that is in it. Yet the Lord set his heart in love on your fathers, and chose their offspring after them, you above all peoples, as you are this day. Circumcise, therefore, the foreskin of your heart, and be no longer stubborn. For the Lord your God is God of gods, and Lord of lords, the great, the mighty, and the awesome God, who is not partial and takes no bribe. He executes justice for the fatherless and the widow, and loves the sojourner, giving him food and clothing. Love the sojourner, therefore, for you were sojourners in the land of Egypt. You shall fear the Lord your God. You shall serve him and hold fast to him, and by his name you shall swear. He is your praise. He is your God, who has done for you these great and terrifying things that your eyes have seen. Your fathers went down to Egypt 70 persons, and now the Lord your God has made you as numerous as the stars of heaven.
申命记第10章第12节，以色列啊，现在耶和华你神向你所要的是什么呢？只要你敬畏耶和华你的神，遵行他的道，爱他，尽心尽性侍奉他，遵行他的诫命律律，就是我今日所吩咐你的。我要叫你得福，看啊，天和天上的天，地和地上所有的，都属耶和华你的神。耶和华但喜悦你的列祖爱他们。 从万民中拣选他们的后裔，就是你们，像今日一样。所以你们要将心里的污秽除掉，不可再印着景象，因为耶和华你们的神，他是万神之神，万主之主，至大的神，大有能力，大而可畏，不与冒起人，也不受贿赂。他为孤儿寡妇伸冤，又怜爱寄居的，赐给他衣食。所以你们要怜爱寄居的。 因为你们在埃及地也做过寄居的，你要敬畏耶和华你的神，侍奉他，专靠他，也要指着他的名起誓。他是你所赞美的，是你的神，为你做了那大而可畏的事，是你亲眼所看见的。你的列祖70人下埃及，现在耶和华你的神使你如天上的星星那样多。这是主的话。
This is the word of the Lord.
这是主的话。
When the famous author Thomas Hardy died in 1928, a dispute arose regarding his body.
著名的作家 Thomas Hardy 在1928年去世的时候，关于他的遗体引起了一些争论。
For his literary brilliance, Hardy was to be buried in the famous Poets' Corner of Westminster Abbey.
由于他的文学的才华，哈迪被安葬在新米斯教堂住人的私人之角。
There was just one problem. Before he died, Hardy requested that his body be buried with his first wife in his hometown church.
但是只有一个问题，哈迪在死前要求将他的遗体与他第一任的妻子一起葬在他家乡的教堂。The
dilemma was resolved by Hardy's second wife. Hardy's heart was removed from his body and buried with his first wife, and the rest of his body was buried in Westminster Abbey.
This
somewhat gruesome story illustrates what the scriptures affirm, that the heart is the center of who you are.
这个可怕的故事说明了圣经所肯定的心是你之所以为你的中心。
In our modern day culture, we primarily think of the heart as the part of the human that feels.
在我们现代的文化里边，我们认为心是我们感受的一部分。
But in the world of the Old Testament, the heart not only feels, the heart also thinks and decides.
但在旧约的世界里边，心远不止于此。在旧约中，心不仅有感觉，心也会思考和决定。
The heart is the center of who you are.
心是你之所以为你的中心。
And this is important because when we look back on the last few chapters of Deuteronomy, we notice actually that Moses has been focusing a lot of his attention on the heart.
这很重要，因为当我们回顾前几次英文堂正道最后几章的时候，我们注意到摩西一直非常专注在内心。
So for example, in Deuteronomy chapter 5, God laments and he wishes that the people had a loyal heart all the time.
在第五章，神哀叹，希望人们一直忠心。
Or in chapter 6, Moses instructs Israel to love the Lord your God with all your heart.
因此在第六章里边，摩西教导以色列人要尽心爱主你的神。
Sorry, that should say 6:5. In chapter 7, that's my fault, I gave him the wrong verse. In chapter 7, Moses commands Israel, don't have a fearful heart, because God is stronger than your enemies.
在第七章中，摩西命令以色列不要惧怕百姓中的力量，因为神比他们的敌人更大。
Or in chapter 8, Moses again warns Israel, don't think in your heart that she conquered the land by her own power, because it was God who conquered for her.
在第八章中，摩西警告以色列不要在心里面认为他是靠着自己的力量征服了这个土地，因为是神为以色列征服了。
Or again, in chapter 9, Moses warns Israel, don't think in your heart that you earned the land by being righteous, for God is the one who graciously gives the land as a gift.
在第九章中，摩西警告以色列不要在心里认为他是靠着公义赢得土地的，因为神仁慈地将土地赐给他们。
So heart, 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 heart. And here in chapter 10, Moses brings his exhortation about the heart to a climax.
心心心在第十章中，摩西将他的劝勉推向了最高潮。
He charges the people once again to keep their covenant with God as they enter the promised land.
他再次的嘱咐人们在进入应许之地的时候要遵守与神的约。
And as I hope we'll see, Moses focuses on the heart in a surprising way.
摩西通过令人惊讶的方式专注于这个内心来做到这一点。
We're going to divide our time in the text in three parts.The privilege of obedience, the problem of the heart, the promise of God.
我们将这段经文分为三个部分，顺服的特权，内心的问题，与神的供应。
Point number one, the privilege of obedience, the privilege of obedience.
首先，顺服的特权，顺服的特权。
Now something we have to notice about this text is that verses 12 through 20 are arranged in what we might call a sandwich.
我们大概可以注意到，从第十二节到第二十节是用三明治形式来排列的。
In verses 12 to 13 and verses 19 to 20, Moses commands Israel to obey God using five different words. These are like the bread of the sandwich.
从十二到第三节和从第十九到二十节，摩西用五种不同的词句命令以色列人服从神，这就像三明治的两片面包。
And then in verses 14 and 15, and in verses 17 to 18, Moses tells Israel why they should obey God. And this is like the lettuce.
在第十四节到第十五节和第十七到十八节中，摩西告诉以色列人为什么他们必须服从神，这就像三明治中的生菜。
So we're going to start, let us start with the lettuce. Thank you, thank you. And then we're going to move out to the bread.
我们先来看三明治中的生菜，我们再来看面包。
Verse 14, look with me at verse 14. Verse 14 tells us that the heaven of heavens belongs to God.
第十四节告诉我们，天上的天属于神。
Now in Hebrew, the something of somethings means the greatest something.
在希伯来语中间，众多中心中的特定东西，意思是最伟大的东西。
Right. So Song of Songs means the greatest song.
雅歌的意思是最伟大的歌曲。
So Moses is saying that God, Yahweh God, is the creator of everyone and everything.
因此摩西说，耶和华是每个人和一切的创造者。
From earth to heaven, even the highest heaven, it all belongs to him.
地和天，甚至最高的天都属于他。
But then in verse 15, there's a surprise. Though the highest heaven belongs to God, he chose to love Israel.
但第十五节令人惊讶的是，虽然至高的天属于神，他却选择爱以色列。
Right, we saw this in chapter 7 and in chapter 9, right? Israel isn't the mightiest nation. It's not even righteous.
正如我们在第七章和第九章所读到的，神爱以色列并不是因为他强大或是他公义。
No, God loves Israel simply because he loves Israel.
不，神爱以色列只是因为他爱以色列。
Right, this makes sense, right? Because if God is the creator of everyone and everything, then God is totally self-sufficient.
因为神是每一个人和一切的创造者，他是完全自由的。
He doesn't need anything, and that means God's choice doesn't depend on anything else. He chooses, he simply chooses to love.
这意味着神的选择不依赖任何的东西，他只是选择爱。
Therefore, now we move to the bread, verses 12 to 13. Israel must fear God, walk in his ways, love him, serve him, and keep his commandments.
因此第十二到第十三节，以色列人必须敬畏神，遵行他的道，爱他，侍奉他，遵行他的律例。
God decided to love Israel, and as his people, in response, Israel must love him and obey him.
神决定爱以色列，作为神的子民，以色列必须爱神，必顺服神，作为他的回应。
All right, moving on to the other side of the sandwich, in verse 17,Moses uses the same construction again, something of somethings.
转到三明治的另外一边，在第十七节中，摩西再次引用众多中心中的特定东西。
Right, Yahweh God is the God of gods, the Lord of lords, which means he is greater than all other gods.
耶和华是万神之神，万主之主，这意味着他比众神明都大。
The so-called gods of the Canaanites aren't even gods at all, because God alone is great.Mighty and awesome.
迦南人所谓的神明根本就不是神，只有神是伟大的，大有能力，大而可畏。
And once again, just like in verse 15, there's a surprise in verse 18, that though God is the mightiest of all, God uses his might for the vulnerable.
再一次的像第十五节一样，第十七节中、十八节中也有一个惊喜。虽然神是最有能力的，但他为弱者使用他自己的能力。
In an agrarian society, orphans, widows, and sojourners, immigrants, were vulnerable because they had no land and they could not support themselves.
在农业的社会里边，孤儿寡妇和寄居者、移民是最脆弱的，因为他没有任何的土地，无法维持生计。
So God promises, I will care for the vulnerable.
所以神应许要照顾弱势的群体。
Because God is the only true God, he upholds justice perfectly.
因为神是唯一的真神，他完美的维护了正义。
God cannot be bribed by the rich or powerful. God always does what is right, particularly for the vulnerable.
他不能被有钱有势人收买，他总是做正确的事情，尤其是对弱势的团体。
So because God is this kind of God, now we're moving to the bread, verse 19 to 20, Israel must love the sojourner, fear God, serve him, hold fast to him, and swear by his name only.
因此在第十九到第二十节里边，以色列人必须要爱寄居者，敬畏神，侍奉他，能够紧紧地抓住他，直指着他的名起誓。
As God's people, Israel has been entrusted with the task of upholding justice in her society.
作为神的子民，以色列赋予他在他的社会中维持正义的一个任务。
On both sides of the sandwich, then, what Moses is doing is that he connects obedience, right, obeying God, with the nature of God. See that?
然后在三明治的两端，摩西将服从神与神的本性联系在一起。
Because God is God.Obeying God cannot be reduced to one word only.
因为神就是神，顺服神不能简化成一个词句。
Instead, Moses uses multiple terms to capture, to describe the fullness of what it means to obey God.
相反的，摩西使用许多的词语来描述完全的顺服。
And as Moses reminds Israel in verse 21, oh, it is a privilege to obey this God.
在二十一节中，摩西提醒以色列人，顺服是何等的特权。
God is Israel's praise, which means that God is the reason why Israel is honored relative to these other nations.
神是以色列的颂赞，这意味着神是以色列相对于其他国家受到尊敬的原因。
God is Israel's God. Of all peoples on earth, only Israel could say, our God is the only real God.
神是以色列的神，在地球上所有的民族中，只有以色列可以说他们的神是真实的。
And because God is Israel's God, God exercised his tremendous might on Israel's behalf.
因为神是以色列的神，所以神为以色列行使了他巨大的能力。
He parted the Red Sea for them. He fed them in the wilderness, and he's going to defeat these nations on their behalf.
他为他们分开了红海，在旷野中喂养他们，他为他们击败了许多的国家。
So Moses is saying, look, you Israel, you belong to the God of the universe, and he works wonders on your behalf.
你以色列是属于宇宙之神的。他为你创造了奇迹。
What a privilege it is to obey him, to reflect his character, his nature here on earth.
在世上能够顺服他并反映他的品格是何等的荣幸啊。
Think with me back to the story of Thomas Hardy.
我们回想 Thomas Hardy 的故事。
We should note, right, that Poets' Corner in Westminster Abbey, that's where legends are buried. This is where Chaucer, Spencer, Dickens are all buried.
西敏寺教堂诗人之角是传奇人物的墓地。Chaucer, Spencer, 跟狄更斯都葬在那里。
To be buried in Poets' Corner is not so much an obligation as it is an honor.
安葬在诗人之角，与其说是一种义务，不如说是一个莫大的荣耀。
Now, when we speak about obeying God, we often tend to think of it in terms of obligation.
当我们谈到顺服神的时候，我们倾向于从一个义务的角度来思考顺服。
It's true, right? Because God is God, only He is worthy of obedience.
当然这是正确的，因为神是神，我们正确地理解到他配得我们的顺服。
Yet we must also remember that obeying God is an amazing honor.
但是往往我们应该要记住，顺服神也是一种惊人的荣耀。
Oh, we get to love God because He loved us first.
爱神，因为他先爱我们。
We get to reflect the beauty of the Lord on earth.
反映神在这个世界上美好的品格。
We get to live into the way that God created the world to flourish.
按照神命令世界蓬勃发展的方式，我们来生活。
As Moses says at the end of verse 13, obeying God is good.
正如摩西在第十三节末尾所说的那样，服从神是好的。
It is an awesome and holy privilege to know the one true God, to fear Him, love Him, obey Him, and serve Him.
认识、敬畏、爱护、顺服和侍奉独一真神是一种令人敬畏和神圣的特权。
Point number two, the problem of the heart.
第二点，内心的问题。
So verse 16 is the meat of the sandwich.It's right in the middle, and it's the verse that Moses has been building toward ever since chapter 5.
第十六节是三明治中的肉，就在中间。这是摩西自第五章以来一直在建构的经文。
He says, circumcise therefore the foreskin of your heart and be no longer stubborn.
所以你们要将心里的污秽除掉，不可再硬着景象。
In Genesis chapter 17, when God made a covenant with Abraham, God instructed Abraham and all the males of his household to be circumcised.
在创世纪第十七章，当神与亚伯拉罕立约的时候，神吩咐亚伯拉罕和他家里所有的男性都要受割礼。
Circumcision was a sign of the covenant. It was a physical symbol that Abraham and his descendants belonged to God, that they were set apart as God's people, that they were devoted to God only.
割礼是立约的记号，是亚伯拉罕和他的后裔属于神在肉身上的象征，他们被分别为神的子民，只献身于他。
And now here in Deuteronomy 10, Moses takes that picture of circumcision and applies it to the human heart.
在申命记第十章，摩西把割礼的图画运用在我们人心上。
In other words, what's Moses saying? In other words, Moses is saying that he wants the people of Israel to be devoted to God completely.
换句话说，摩西希望以色列人完全献身于神。
That Israel must not obey God only externally, but internally too.
以色列不仅要在外表上顺服神，也要在内心上顺服神。
Israel must obey God not just with part of themselves, but with everything that they are.
以色列人必须顺服神，不仅是他自己的一部分，而且是他的一切。
That Israel must not obey God with her actions only, but also with her thoughts, with her emotions, with her will.
以色列不仅要在他的行为上顺服神，而且要在他的思想、情感、意志上能够来顺服神。
Your heart, at the center of who you are, must be fully devoted to God.
你的心，你之所以为你的中心，必须完全的献身于神。
This makes sense, of course, right? If God is God, then he is worthy of devotion from the entire person.
这当然是有道理的。如果神是神，他就值得你全人的奉献。
So circumcise your hearts, Moses says. Be completely devoted to God. Don't be stubborn anymore.
所以对内心行割礼，摩西说完全献身于神，不要硬着景象。
Now, that word stubborn is very important because that word tells us about a problem.
现在提到硬的景象非常重要，因为这个词告诉我们一个问题。
And the problem is this. In Moses' sermon, right? Deuteronomy's four sermons of Moses. In Moses' sermon, up until this point, Moses has repeatedly been reminding Israel that they are stubborn down to their very hearts.
问题在这里，在摩西到现在为止的讲话里边，摩西一直在反复的提醒以色列，他们的内心是顽梗的。
Remember back in chapter 5, verse 29, right? The people say that they want to obey, but God knows that they're not going to be able to obey perfectly because their hearts are inconsistent.
还记得第五章二十节中所说的吗？人们说他们想要服从，但神知道他们不会完全的服从，因为他们的心是不一致的。
Or again, in chapter 9, verse 24, what did Moses say?
或者摩西在第九章第二十节、二十四节说了什么呢？
It says, you have been rebellious since the day I've known you.
他说以色列人从他认识他们的那天开始就是叛逆的。
So on the one hand,Moses says to Israel, circumcise your hearts.
所以一方面，摩西命令以色列人对心来行割礼。
But on the other hand, Moses also reminds Israel that your hearts are consistently stubborn.
但另外一方面，摩西也提醒以色列人，你们的心是一直顽梗的。
And that tension raises a question. And the question is, how?Moses, how can I circumcise my own heart?
这种张力引发的一个问题，摩西，我怎样才能对我们自己的内心来行割礼呢？
Because Moses, you're telling me that my good intentions are not enough to make me consistently obedient.
你是在告诉我说，我的善意不足以让我一直来顺服吗？
You're telling me that my heart is persistently rebellious, persistently turning away from God.
你是在告诉我说我的心很容易的偏离神吗？
So how can I circumcise my own heart?
我怎样才能够给自己的内心来行割礼呢？
That's a good question.
这是一个好的问题。
And I believe that's actually the question that Moses wants the people to ask.
我相信这是摩西希望人们来问他的这个问题。
Because later on in the book, Moses will answer that question for the people.
因为在本卷书的最后，摩西为人们回答了这个问题。
Deuteronomy 29 verse 4 says this. Deuteronomy 29:4. But to this day, the Lord has not given you a heart to understand, or eyes to see, or ears to hear.
申命记二十九章第四节说，但耶和华到今日没有使你们心能明白，眼能看见，耳能听见。
How can you circumcise your own heart? The answer is, you can't.
你怎么能够给自己的心来行割礼呢？答案是你不能。
You cannot circumcise your heart by trying harder, by working harder, by gaining more education.
你不能够通过更加的努力的工作，获得更多的教育，来给自己的心来行割礼。
No, the problem of heart stubbornness is a problem that only God can fix.
内心顽固的问题只有神能够解决。
And as we fast forward in the history of the people of Israel to the days of the prophet Jeremiah, we see this truth affirmed.
当我们时间快转来到先知耶利米的时代，我们看见以色列的历史证实了这个真理。
By the time of Jeremiah, the curses that God warned would come on the people if they broke covenants have almost all come true.
神警告人们，如果违背盟约，咒诅就会几乎很快地临到他们的身上。
The northern kingdom Israel has been destroyed. The Babylonians are on Judah's doorstep.
北方王国以色列已经被毁灭了，巴比伦人已经在迫在眉睫。
So Jeremiah urges the people to obey God fully, and he uses these words.
所以耶利米督促人们完全的顺服神，他用了这些话。
He says, "Circumcise yourselves to the Lord. Remove the foreskin of your hearts, O men of Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem."
犹太人和耶路撒冷的居民啊，你们当自行割礼，归耶和华，将心里的污秽除掉。
You see, even by the time of Jeremiah, the problem of the heart remained. Hearts remained uncircumcised.
即使到了耶利米的时代，内心的问题依然存在，内心仍未受割礼。
Throughout her history, Israel showed that it was impossible for her to circumcise her own heart.
在整个的以色列的历史里边，告诉我们说，以色列不可能对自己的内心来行割礼。
And friends, we know this to be true of our own hearts too, don't we?
朋友们，我们也知道这是真的，不是吗？
Our hearts are like a car with misaligned tires.
就好，我们的心就像我们的车子一样，这个我们的轮子呢已经偏离了中心。
You drive down the freeway, and if you let go of the wheel, your car starts drifting to the right and to the left.
如果我们行在这个车行在高速公路上，我们放手让这个驾驶盘自己的话，我们知道这个车子会向左或是向右。
You find yourself fighting with the car, trying to keep it on course.
我们常常的非常努力的能够将我们的这个车子呢，能够在我们的行驶在直线上。
So it is with life as well.
这就像我们的生活一样。
Our kids drive us nuts, and although we try our best to stay calm, we explode in anger.
我们的孩子把我们逼急了，尽管我们尽量的最大的努力来保持冷静，但我们还是愤怒的爆发了。
God commands us to forgive completely, but deep down we just can't let go of what that person did to us.
神命令我们要完全的原谅，但内心里边，内心的深处，我们无法忘记那个人的所作所为。
We know that we should love, but we just don't feel any compassion for that person.
我们知道我们应该爱，但是我们对那个人就是没有任何的同情心。
We want to be humble, but we look at these old folks or these youngins or whatever group of people there might be, and just look down, scoff, how foolish they are.
我想谦虚，但是你看看这些老人或者这些年轻人，他们多么的愚蠢啊！
Despite our best efforts, and honestly, we don't always put forward our best efforts, our hearts persistently wander away from obedience and toward pride, toward self-love, toward anger, and all kinds of sin.
尽管我们尽了最大的努力，老实说，我们并不是总是尽最大的努力，但我们的心不断地从顺服转向骄傲，转向自爱，转向愤怒。
All of us know the truth that I am a sinner and I cannot circumcise my own heart.
我们都知道我是一个罪人，我不能给自己的心来行割礼。
Point number three, the promise of God.
第三点，神的应许。
In verse 22 of Deuteronomy 10, Moses reminds the people that God has been faithful to keep his promises.
在申命记第十章第二十二节中，摩西提醒人们，神是信实的，守诺言的。
Years ago, hundreds of years ago, God had promised to make Abraham and his descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky.
百年以前，神应许亚伯拉罕要使他的后裔像天上的星星那样多。
And from the 70 people who went down into Egypt, there are now over a million standing on the banks of the Jordan River listening to Moses speak.
从进入埃及的70人到现在超过100万人站在约旦河的岸边听摩西说话。
God has been faithful to keep his promises, and God did this despite the failures of the people.
神一直忠实地遵守他的诺言，虽然他的子民失败了，神还是这样做。
Again, as Moses says in chapter 8, Israel did not make herself mighty. God is the one who did it.
正如摩西在第八章所说的，以色列并没有使自己强大，是神做的。
Or as Moses said in chapter 9, Israel did not earn the land by being good. No, God gave it as a gift.
正如摩西在第九章所说的，以色列获得土地并非好的行为，是神将其作为礼物赐给他们的。
See, God keeps his promises despite the failures of his people.
尽管他的子民失败了，神仍信守诺言。
And Moses reminds the people of this truth in verse 22, because at the end of Deuteronomy, in verse 6 of chapter 30, God makes another promise.
摩西提醒人们这一点，因为在申命记的末尾，在第三十章，神做出了这样一个应许。
And the Lord your God will circumcise your heart and the heart of your offspring so that you will love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul that you may live.
耶和华你神必将你心里和你后裔心里的污秽除掉，好叫你尽心尽性爱耶和华你的神，使你可以存活。
What you cannot do, God will do for you.
你做不到的，神会为你做。
You cannot circumcise your own heart, so God promises that someday he will do it himself.
你不能给自己的心行割礼，所以神应许说有一天他会亲自的来做。
He will make it so that you are enabled to do what he commands you to do.
他会做到使你能够依从他命令你所做的事情，尽管你是失败的。
Small children forget lots of things.
我们小孩子常常忘记了很多事情。
They forget to take a jacket or clean up their room.
他说：“我常常忘记把这个夹克给脱掉，或是清理他的房间。”
But let me tell you something that no child ever forgets.
但是我告诉你一件事情，小孩子有一件事是永远不会忘记的。
No child forgets a promise.
但是小孩子从来不会忘记这个父母亲给他的诺言。
If you tell them you're getting ice cream on Friday, you can be sure that when Friday comes, they're going to remind you that today is ice cream day.
在礼拜五的时候，你跟他讲说你要给他这个冰淇淋，你要非常小心。到了礼拜五的时候，他记得很清楚，这是冰淇淋日。
Now, of course, as we get older, we get a little more cynical, don't we?
当我们年纪大的时候，我们或许不会这样。
We've seen too many promises fail. We've been disappointed too many times.
我们看到许许多多的诺言失败了，我们看到了经历了这些的失败的诺言。
Especially if something.Has taken a long, long time. We just assume it's not happening.
或者是很多时候诺言要发生在许久许往的一个未来的时候，我们常常忘掉了。
But here's the good news. God always keeps his promises.
这好消息是神永远是信守诺言的。
Though everything around you collapses, and though it seems like God is far away, No matter how long it takes, God always keeps his promises.
虽然我们的周围崩溃了，虽然它似乎很遥远，似乎非常的这个未来的日子，但是神总是在信所诺言。
And the way God keeps his promise to circumcise the heart is through the sending of his son, Jesus Christ.
神将我们的这个能够在内心有割礼，因为呢，他差遣了他的独生爱子，降世为人。
No human being perfectly obeys God, so God sent his only son to be born as a human being.
没有人是完全的顺服神，所以神差遣他的独生爱子道成肉身。
Jesus Christ perfectly obeyed God. He lived the life that you and I fail to live.
耶稣基督完全的顺服神，他过着我们自己无法活出来的生活。
Jesus Christ paid the penalty for our sins by dying on the cross.
耶稣基督死在十字架上，为我们的罪付出了代价。
And Jesus did not stay dead. He rose again on the third day.
但耶稣并没有一直的死亡。他在第三天从死里复活。
And for all who trust in Jesus, for all who say, I have disobeyed God, I cannot save myself, God promises to forgive that person's sin completely and to give that person his own Holy Spirit.
对于所有相信耶稣的人，对于所有说我违背了神，我无法拯救自己的人，神应许完全饶恕那个人的罪，将自己的圣灵赐给那个人。
The Holy Spirit takes our heart of stone, dead in sin, and turns it into a beating heart of flesh, alive to God.
圣灵将我们死在罪中的实心变成肉心，向神活着。
The Holy Spirit enables a person to obey God. And we don't obey God perfectly, but we obey God inevitably, without fear that our every mistake will condemn us because our every sin is paid in full by the blood of Christ.
我们或是不常常是在这个过犯之中，但是耶稣基督的宝血已经洗清了我们的罪。
This is the gospel. This is the good news of Jesus Christ.
这就是福音，这就是耶稣基督的好消息。
And in this way, the New Testament authors saw in Jesus Christ the fulfillment of God's promise to circumcise the heart.
通过这种方式，新约的作者在耶稣基督身上看见了神对内心进行割礼应许的一个实现。
In Romans 2:29, Paul says, "Circumcision is a matter of the heart, by the Spirit, not by the letter."
在罗马书第二章二十九节，保罗这样说：真割礼也是心里的，在乎灵，不在乎仪文。
Or as Preston read for us a moment ago from Colossians 2, in him also you were circumcised with a circumcision made without hands, by putting off the body of flesh by the circumcision of Christ.
或者刚才李牧师从哥罗西说第二章中为我们所读到的第十一节，他们在你里边也受了不是人手所行的割礼，乃是基督使你们脱去肉体情欲的割礼。
And so it is, friends, that if you have trusted in Christ,Deuteronomy 30 verse 6 is a promise that is true for you.
朋友们，如果你相信基督，生命记三十章第六节对你来说是真实的。
That the promise God made thousands of years ago has now come true through Jesus Christ.
神在几千年前的应许，在耶稣基督的福音里实现了。
Your heart is circumcised by the Holy Spirit.You are now enabled to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and you will now live.
你的心因着圣灵受了割礼，你现在可以全心全意爱主你的神，你现在可以存活。
Yet we're all tempted to live as if that promise has not come true, aren't we?
然而我们都好像过着那个承诺没有实现的日子。
On the one hand, we sometimes live as if our obedience keeps us in God's good graces.
一方面，我们有时候生活好像我们的顺服使我们得到神的应许。
We think our good works will make us more acceptable to God.
我们认为我们的善行使我们更容易地被神来接受。
We look down on others who don't work as hard as we do or aren't as righteous as I am.
我们看不起那些不像我们努力工作或不如我们正直的人。
On days we sin, we feel more secure, we feel less secure in God's love for us, and on days we don't sin, we feel more secure in God's love for us.
当我们在犯罪较少的日子里面，我们在神对我们的爱中觉得更加的安全，当我们在犯罪较多的日子里面，我们在神对我们的爱里面觉得非常的不确定。
On the other hand, we sometimes live as if salvation has nothing to do with obedience.
在另外一方面，我们有时候生活好像就得救与这些的顺服是没有关系的。
We indulge in sin, wrongly thinking that if God's going to forgive me anyway, I can do whatever I want.
我们沉溺在罪中，错误地认为既然神已经饶恕了，我就可以为所欲为。
We receive forgiveness through Jesus, but our daily routines are disconnected from God.
我们通过耶稣得到了赦免，但是我们的日常生活与神来勾结。
We perform our Christian duty, and we live the rest of our lives the way we please.
我们履行我们基督徒的职责，并按照自己喜欢的方式来生活。
Friends, the promise of a circumcised heart corrects these two errors.
朋友们，割礼的承诺纠正了这两个常见的错误。
The need for a circumcised heart reminds us that we cannot do anything to save ourselves.
需要一个受割礼的心提醒了我们，我们无法做任何的事情来拯救自己。
You cannot earn God's favor by doing good or by working harder or by gaining more education.
我们无法通过做好事情、更努力的工作获得更多的教育来赢得神的恩惠。
Rather, it means that if you have trusted in Christ, you are secure in the love of God by faith.
这意味着，如果你是信靠基督，你就因信在神的爱中是有保障的。
God calls you His son, His daughter, and you cannot sin your way out of the family.
神称你为他的儿子、他的女儿，你不能够犯罪离开这个家庭。
You are therefore set free to admit your sin, to look at Jesus, to receive the mercy of God by faith and say with the saints, Praise the Lord.
因此我们可以自由地承认我们的罪，仰望耶稣，凭着我们的信心接受神的怜悯，并与众圣徒一起来说赞美神。
The need for a circumcised heart reminds us that you cannot do anything to save yourself.
需要一颗受割礼的心提醒了我们，我们无法做任何的事情来拯救自己。
And the need for a circumcised heart also reminds us that we have the privilege of obeying God.
需要一颗受割礼的心也提醒了我们，我们是有特权来顺服神的。
Like Israel of old, you and I have the immense privilege of knowing God and representing Him on earth.
像古代以色列一样，我们有极大的特权来认识神，并且在地上来代表他。
God's commands are for our good, and we can live into them without being afraid that our failures will forfeit our place among His people.
神的诫命是为我们好，我们可以活在其中，而不用担心我们的失败会失去我们在他子民中的地位。
Obedience isn't what we do to stay in the family. Obedience is what we do to enjoy life in the family.
顺服不是我们为了留在家里面所做的，顺服是我们享受家庭生活的一种方式。
We therefore have the honor of living into the life of God everywhere, at work or at school, at home or with friends.
因此我们有幸在任何的地方都可以活在神的生命中，或者是在工作，或者在学校，或者在家里边，或者是与朋友一起。
The need for a circumcised heart keeps us from falling into errors on either side.
需要一颗受过割礼的心，使我们不至于陷入任何一方面的错误。
You and I could not circumcise our own hearts.
我们无法对自己的内心来行割礼。
But God loves you so much that He did for you what was impossible for you to do on your own.
神如此的爱你，他为你做了你自己不可能做的事。
And He invites you now into the joy and goodness and beauty of life with Him.
现在他邀请你与他一同来享受生活的快乐、良善和美好。
We now love because He first loved us.
现今我们爱是因为他先爱我们。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your great mercy and grace which comes to us through Jesus. We could not circumcise our own hearts. We were dead in sin. But you made us alive in Christ. You regenerated us through the Holy Spirit. And now you call us and invite us to walk in the good works which you prepared beforehand for us to walk in. All praise and honor and glory goes to you. And thank you, Father, for this meal, this reminder of our union with Christ, of his love for us, and the new covenant we have in his blood. We thank you, Father, for him, and we pray that he would be exalted. In Jesus' name, amen.